This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Nine Republican candidates squared off on a host of issues Wednesday night in the first debate leading up to the 2024 presidential election. But some of the most spirited comments in the debate, held in the Midwestern city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, involved the candidate who skipped the confrontation, former President Donald Trump. Trump has a commanding lead among Republican voters across the country, despite being under indictment in four separate legal cases across the U.S., covering 91 charges for actions before, during, and after his presidency. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie told the audience that Trump should not be running for president again.
I've had enough already tonight of a guy who sounds like ChatGPT standing up here. The last person in one of these debates, Brett, who stood in the middle of the stage and said, "What's a skinny guy with an odd last name doing up here?" was Barack Obama, and I'm afraid we're dealing with the same type of amateur standing on stage tonight.
But businessman Vivek Ramaswamy said the charges against Trump are purely political.
I am running for president of the United States. We're skating on thin ice, and we cannot set a precedent where the party in power uses police force to indict its political opponents. It is wrong.
The debate was nationally televised by Fox News Channel. Trump says he will surrender for arrest and booking in the southeastern city of Atlanta, Georgia, on Thursday in connection with the fourth indictment, which accuses him of racketeering and interference in trying to upend its 2020 re-election loss in Georgia. North Korea says its second recent attempt to launch a spy satellite has failed. The announcement follows a statement by South Korea's military that North Korea launched a long-range rocket. This is VOA News. The North State News Agency said Thursday's launch ended in failure because of an error that happened during a three-stage flight of the rocket. It cited the country's aerospace agency as saying that North Korea will conduct a third attempt in October after finding out what caused the failure. A North Korean rocket carrying a spy satellite plunged into the sea soon after liftoff in late May. Russian authorities say the leader of the notorious Wagner mercenary force was listed as a passenger on a private jet, which crashed on Wednesday with no survivors, raising fears among his allies that he had been killed. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
According to Russia's Civil Aviation Agency, mercenary leader Yevgeny Prigozhin was aboard a plane that crashed north of Moscow, killing all 10 people on board. But Russian expert Keir Giles says, "We may never know if the founder of the Wagner private military company is gone."
It really depends whether this is actually the Wagner boss or somebody traveling under the name of Yevgeny Prigozhin, because we know that Prigozhin used aliases, or rather people who assumed his name in order to travel, as part of his security measures.
Prigozhin led a brief armed rebellion against the Russian military earlier this year.
Let's not be completely surprised until it's absolutely 100% confirmed if Yevgeny Prigozhin, the real Wagner boss, doesn't actually pop up somewhere else.
I'm Shelley Adler.
The operators of Japan's Fukushima nuclear plant have begun releasing thousands of liters of treated radioactive wastewater from the wrecked facility into the sea. In a live video from a control room at the plant Thursday, Tokyo Electric Power Company Holdings showed a staff member turning on a seawater pump. TEPCO was given permission by the Japanese government earlier this week to begin releasing the wastewater. Both sides says the water must be released to make room for the plant's eventual decommissioning. The project is expected to take decades to complete. Japanese fishing organizations have come out strongly against the plan, saying it would damage their reputation among Japan's neighbors over concerns of possible contamination of fishing waters near Fukushima. South Korea and China have also raised objections to the release of the radioactive wastewater. Beijing has banned seafood imports from several Japanese prefectures and put imports from other locations through radiation testing. Fukushima has been inoperable since March 2011, when a tsunami triggered by a massive earthquake that swept across northeastern Japan struck the plant, knocking out its power supply and cooling systems, leading to a meltdown of three reactors. It sent massive amounts of radiation into the air, making it the world's worst nuclear disaster since the 1986 Chernobyl accident. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.